Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Welcome, welcome, welcome back. I'm telling you, these are some amazing days, isn't it, John?
Yes, we're getting close to the end here.
It really is. And there's going to be a millennial reign, 1,000 years, mm-hmm. but the church is going to be taken away at some particular point. And I read somewhere in Thessalonica, it talks about the last trumpet sounds and that there's seven trumpets talked about in the book of Revelation.
Yes.
So we're going to be around for a little bit.
Thessalonians.
Thessalonians, yeah. And so you think about that, you think, this is happening right here. It's happening in our very own eyes right now.
Yes.
It's happening right this moment.
And most people don't even know what's happening.
Yeah. And it's like, but we're going to talk about it right now. This, as a matter of fact, this is another thing. That was the global government summit taking place in Dubai. But they're talking about, and they continue to interview, this is the government interview, governments of the world interviewing Elon Musk, who just came from China.
And who's the founder of SpaceX, who wants to explore Mars.
He wants to actually put a colony on Mars. But now they're talking about massive unemployment taking place because of technology taking people's place. Let's join Elon now at the summit.
I think maybe these things do play into each other a little bit. But what to do about mass unemployment? This is going to be a massive social challenge. And I think ultimately we will have to have some kind of universal basic income. I don't think we're going to have a choice. Universal basic income. I think it's going to be necessary.
So it means that unemployed people will be paid across the globe.
Yeah.
Because there is no job. Machine, robot is taking over.
There will be fewer and fewer jobs that a robot cannot do better.
Okay.
That's simply and I want to be clear that these are not things that I think that I wish would happen. These are simply things that I think probably will happen. And if my assessment is correct and they probably will happen, then we need to say, what are we going to do about it? And I think some kind of a universal basic income is going to be necessary. Now, the output of goods and services will be extremely high. So with automation, there will come abundance. Almost everything will get very cheap.
This is amazing. Think about it. Global unemployment, massive unemployment's coming. He said there's no job that robots and computers can't do better. And he's not. This is Elon, who's all about probabilities.
Yes.
And he's saying that that this is not something I wish is going to happen. This is something that probably is definitely
going to happen.
I'm using the word definitely, but when he's preparing like this and putting everything forward, yeah. including investing $1 billion in organizations to try to prevent AI, this is something else that this man said. Elon Musk made this statement. He said traditional artificial intelligence, and that's what we're talking about today, is computers and that type of thing, being pursued as it is now is like summoning a demon. Mm. I mean, that man just said that. And so he's trying to break it up because you have one or two companies that are controlling.
Yeah.
You know, you have Google and DeepThink and a couple Apple probably that have these companies right here. But we're in a major
zone.
Yeah,
when you're talking about artificial intelligence and robots, we're actually talking about robot systems that are intelligent. They're learning at an increased rapid speed. Some of the technology now, it's going to look very appealing because they're going to have, instead of a human being on the front lines of a battlefield, they're actually going to have a mechanic robot soldier.
Right.
And so some of these things may have some appeal to us, but in the end, what's going to happen?
And they're talking about a universal pay going out. And this is some of the things that the candidate Hillary Clinton, when she was running, some of the things she alluded to, some of the things that Vice President Biden, who was vice president in the previous administration, he says, go learn how to play the guitar, and this is what he was talking, they're kind of get us into the system. And we have a mercy stop. This is a mercy stop, what's taking place right now. You know, and I believe it's because of what America has to do with Israel, how we can help Israel. So we need to really pay attention because the world's going in. As a matter of fact, what we're talking about, Barcelona, Spain.
Yes.
Where they had a meeting with the mobile phone technology companies, leaders, and the mobile phone is what they're using to be able to build this global brain-like stuff. So the big thing that you know, he's talking about replacing employment and how many young people today, if you told them they did not, I'm talking about 30 and below.
Oh yeah,
that
millennials.
You didn't have to work, but we would just pay you so you can play your games, the digital games, mm-hmm. and be in the virtual land and do this kind of stuff. it'd be a very high percentage that would say we need to do that. But Elon said, he said, which is very important, and I really appreciate his honesty in this, he says, but our concern is how will they find their value? How will they, their intrinsic value is found from work.
Right.
It's found from work. And that reminds me of Ecclesiastes 2:24, John. You know, you can read that to us right there if you want to, but that's it's just, God designed it. It's a person can do nothing better than to eat and drink and find satisfaction in their work and toil, or their toil. Mm-hmm. This too, I see, is from the hand of God. So when you see somebody replacing your work, for example, if your parents aren't telling you, you need to go out and cut some yards, or them, you know, I'm sorry, but personal, but they're telling you to go out and get a job, they're taking away what God's designed you to find value and yes. worth in that. Being empowered by that, because it's good, it's a design from God. You're such an intelligent human being, how God's created you, creation, that you have to be busy creating your things the way that...
And God's produces has made us to produce fruits and live a productive, fruitful life. It's all part of it.
You know, and men, you know, men and women, if most men, when they lose their job, they're fighting for their identity back,
yeah.
and they have to restructure themselves. And imagine a mass unemployment taking place. And that's why, according to Glenn Beck on The Blaze, they were talking about that Silicon Valley said to them, their biggest concerns is that the reaction of this massive unemployment, that people start heading to Silicon Valley with pitchforks and some other device. I don't know what he said.
Can you imagine millions of people being
idle? We don't condone that, by
doing
the way.
Nothing? No, we don't.
No.
Can you imagine this idleness will be rampant?
Well, I can do to 30 and below. I can see a lot of that happening now in regards to, well, that's where socialism comes in, and which is a distribution of resources, and communism.
Yeah.
But they're talking world government, John. World government.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.